this much confidence. All right, this is fun. Give it up for Jordan Lear.
Welcome to the Jordan Lear Program, my little arts and crafts show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening, Mom. My girlfriend, Sammy, I love you. All these fucking people. I should bleep out names. Don't say real names because then they'll start coming for you. They'll get you by the fucking balls once they know your personal information. Eric Weinstein, that fucking mathematician, not one of those producer rapist guys, but just a mathematician. He's like, I don't want to be famous, man. People find out who your families are. They come for you. They disagree with you because of what you think on math. Man, if someone hates that guy based on what he says with math, imagine what they're going to say to me about watching videos of myself all day and thinking I'm good. You got to love yourself. And if you can't enjoy your own art, you know, that's what a decade in Los Angeles taught me, you know? And it takes about, like, 10 years to become a doctor or a black belt. I went out to L.A. for 10 years and threw myself into the devil's asshole known as the entertainment industry. And all I learned is that Justin Bieber is constant. He's my big brother, Justin. He's younger and older than me. He's always been in this game. And you got to love yourself. And you got to make videos of yourself. Watch yourself. Look at this play I'm doing. This is the fucking zoo story. This is what I did before I left LA. Oh, buddy. Chris Gabriel. Am I supposed to bleep that name out? He's an entertainer. I feel like when you're an entertainer, you want your name out there. You're like, come and fucking get me. Hey, what's with the sunglasses, by the way? On every single podcast ever. I know what's with the sunglasses. If you know that you're a podcaster, podcasts are taking over everything. You know, it's like, even me, I think I just casually watch bullshit conversations way more than I do bullshit TV shows like I used to. And everyone's rocking sunglasses, as am I today. And what's it about? What's the sunglasses? It's because this is so stupid. I'm standing in front of nothing and I'm pretending like there's millions of you. I'm pretending like I have an audience, you know. And even the dudes that do, that's way more fucking pressure, you know. Everything's easier with your sunglasses on. Certainly talking and, you know, having confidence in yourself. Am I doing a bad job? Imagine me without sunglasses. All right, it'd be one shitty. I'm trembling! What the fuck am I doing with my life? Have I wasted 10 years? Should I have tried to follow a real career path? You know what I mean? Oh, I'm gonna be like, oh, yeah, I'm cool. I've been on TV. I had a few friends send me clips or tell me in the past few weeks they saw me on TV, and that's all I did it for. That's the only reason I did it, is to feel cool. The only reason why I did this, and I'm hoping for another wave of this because I want a bigger one where people I don't know are telling me they saw me and they think I'm cool. But right now we're at the level where some people that know me think I'm cool. And if I can get that up to like 1,000% of everyone thinks I'm cool, hey, I will have come and accomplished what I came to come. The fuck was that about? What was I fucking saying? Oh, yeah, everything's easy. That's why everyone wears, you know, people wear sunglasses in court. What is that level where it's like you're a civilian and you went to court with sunglasses on? You're an asshole. But if you're rich, you're just trying to hold back you're trying to hide your tears and you're trying to hide so people don't get pictures of you being famous. And I don't know. Podcasting, I think it's just easier to talk to people or talk to no one, talk to the void. I don't know. I'm looking into the void. I ain't scared of you guys. I ain't scared of you. I'm scared of you. I can be both. Jonathan Majors, that actor that was playing Kang in the Marvel movies. He hit his girlfriend a year ago or something, or allegedly, or I don't think allegedly anymore. He got convicted of it. He wore sunglasses at court. He was saying some wild shit. It's like, it's not even, in today's age, it's not even crazy that he hit his girlfriend. What's crazy is that he was like, I'm a great man doing great things. Like, there's a voice recorder. You can find this shit. There's a recording of him saying, hey, I'm a great man doing great things for my people, for my culture. And do you know who Michelle Obama is? You need to be more like Michelle Obama. Which is something I say to my girlfriend every fucking morning when her white ass wakes up. I say, you need to be more Michelle Obama. Okay? If you want me to be Barack, you need to be Michelle. I say that to my girlfriend every day. And don't tell my girlfriend I said that. But I've said that to every girl I've ever met and potentially dated. I say it on the first date. I say, are you ready to be Michelle? He also mentioned Martin Luther King's wife, and I can't say her fucking, I don't know her name. I feel bad. I need to. Edumacated. All right. What's going on? I got really into the Golden Globes. I get into award season. You know, January hits and you're sad about taxes and not having any money and all this, whatever. But it's award season. You know, people getting dressed up for these frivolous awards for the movies and the TV shows and the music. And I love it, man. I mean, I resented award shows for a long time. And I love shit talking because, you know, I can see, you know. I know I don't take it seriously like this is the best art in the world. It's like these are the pop culture awards. You know what I mean? This is, and the awards they give are, they're looking for a good reaction. They're looking for the acceptance speeches. Taylor Swift is there at this fucking movie award show for no fucking reason. Not no reason. She was nominated for like best song, I think. Yeah. She wrote one of the songs for the Barbie movie. Anyways, I get into it though. I'm like, I realize it does launch people's career. I love making fun of their acceptance speeches, whether they thank God or not, or have a ridiculous, you know, Renee Zellweger, she had her best actress speech, it was like 2 or 3 years ago for Judy at the Oscars. She thanked everyone. She goes, give it up for the firefighters and the military and the policemen and the mail people and the nurses and the Bob Dylan. She just said Bob Dylan out of nowhere. She thanked like every fucking occupation, the janitors and the people that, you know, what the fuck? It's like, this is an award about acting and like your film. Like, you know, talk about maybe your film dreams. I don't know. There's different ways to do it. I always said, I was like, you know, I've got two award speeches in mind. I've got two in my back pocket. And one is, you go up, you give the Joe Pesci thing. You go, it was my privilege. Thank you. You just walk off. Like, you do a 5-second, you know, that can be captivating. And Joe Pesci did it, and it is. The other version is, I go up, I light a cigarette, and I give him the Nate Diaz and say, I ain't surprised, motherfuckers. You know? I got something hit right here. I can do the full act out. I ain't surprised, motherfuckers. Yeah, this shit's pretty fucking easy. I'm glad I got lucky and got picked and blew that guy to get this fucking job. And when it came to fucking painting myself on the silver screen and painting you on the fucking floor, it was easy because all you nominees ain't shit. Yeah, fucking Barry Keoghan, Colin Farrell, fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, Joaquin Phoenix. All you bitch-ass motherfuckers, you do your best acting out there on the fucking red carpet. You do your best acting in all your fucking interviews and whenever you pretend like you're hanging out with family or some other bullshit, but you're really just choking some sex slave down in a fucking den somewhere. Listen, this is easy, and acting is easy, and I'm the best fucking actor of all time, and I'll be here next year to pick up another one of these pieces of shits. Is that a little hard? I don't know. I want to go heel, though. No one goes heel. No one's ever done the heel thing, you know? I get it. Thank you. And I probably, you know, let's be honest. If I got the shit, I'd probably be like, thank you for... I'd be like, thanks. And the nominees were dope. And thanks to the hair and makeup and everyone that made my movie happen, and you know, I'd probably do the nice thing. But I want to light a cigarette and say I ain't surprised, motherfuckers. I don't even smoke cigarettes, not really. So it was the Golden Globes, and it's the kickoff. It's the predecessor because Oscars don't come till March, and that's a whole nother podcast, really. Where I think all the award shows should be right in January because you're bunching it in, anyways. But Golden Globes comes first, and Golden Globes is the movie and TV awards, and it's a cool predecessor, and it's a loose one. It's a loose one, you know. And ultimately, it's like it comes down to the Oscars. That's the one, you know, because there's the SAG awards in between there. There's the Critics' Choice. And those are cool, and everyone's going to have their fucking, oh my God, thank you so much speech for those. But it's just interesting because Golden Globes is the first one, so you get an idea of who's going to get what, you know. Now, mind you, I hate to keep putting this disclaimer. I think the awards are horseshit, and they're rigged to some extent, and it's like the popularity contest. It's whatever. I'm still in. It's fun. It's fun to see people be multiple winners or never winners. You know, it's fun, like how Leo got snubbed for years, and then he got it for The Revenant. But he really was getting it because he deserved it for What's Eating Gilbert Grape years prior. You know what I mean? It's just, hey, I'm just having a good time, and I love the Will Smith slap. I just love the awards. Golden Globes happens. Where's my train of thought? And I got to say, I really struck out on the who I thought was going to win because I thought Past Lives was going to get best drama. I thought Barbie was going to get best comedy. I thought Gerwig was going to get best director. You know, I thought Leo was maybe going to get best actor. I thought Greta Lee was going to get best actress. I struck out on like all of these. I thought, oh, and they had a stand-up category for the first time ever. And I thought Wanda Sykes was going to get it. Or Schumer or fucking Silverman. They didn't. Fucking Gervais got it. Where do I begin? Well, I'll tell you this. Lily Gladstone won for Killers of the Flower Moon. And she is Native American. I forget which nation she's from. But she played in like an Osage Nation resident. I don't know what you call. I don't know. She's fucking good. She's really good. She's at the award show. She won the award. And I got to be honest, I cried. I sat on the fucking couch and I fucking cried. She got me, man. She came out speaking, I forget whatever language is from her tribe. And it got me because I'm sitting back realizing, you know, obviously no fucking Native American woman has ever won this award. And it's not the Oscars yet, but, you know, no one's ever won that one either. And we all remember whenever Marlon Brando was given the award, I think, for The Godfather, and he sent a Native American woman to go accept it for him. She might have been of a different race, but he had her dressed up, or I don't know. Anyways, there's a lot of history. It's never happened before. It's a big breaking thing, and this country, you know, tore apart all those indigenous people and destroyed them, so there's pretty much hardly any shred of, you know, them left compared to what was this place once was. Anyways, I cried for Lily. That got me. And, man, I hope that heat carries. Because sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the nominees are totally different. You know, like Austin Butler won Best Actor last year for his Elvis shit. He didn't get it for the Oscars, though. You know. And sometimes they're not nominated for the... They haven't nominated either. Paul Giamatti got Best Actor. That was cool, because, man, that'd be a big one. Everyone knows, like, he's a really great actor. And, you know, if he picked up the Oscar in 2 fucking months, it's a ways away. But if he did, it'd be big. Oh, and then Barbie. I love this, because the Barbie craze is a little much, man. Now, I even like the movie. I enjoy the movie. It's, like, it's cool, you know. But, you know, it's nominated for Best Picture, and it should be. I think it should be, you know. It was nominated for, like, Best Comedy, and Golden Globe splits their fucking awards up, which is another weird thing. They have, like, Best Comedy Pictures and Best Drama, but their Best Comedy aren't even comedies, so it's kind of weird. Anyways, Barbie, I thought was going to fucking sweep this shit, man. Sweepity sweep. I thought Margot Robbie was going to get that Best Actress shit. She didn't, you know. I thought Gosling might get it. And it's like, guys, they had this bullshit award called the Best Cinematic Achievement, okay? Which is, they nominated these Hollywood movies. And Barbie's in there. But Barbie was also in there for, like, the real Best Picture. And Golden Globes, they just fucking made a little statement. They just gave the Best Box Office Achievement to Barbie. And they gave Best Comedy to Poor Things and Best Drama to Oppenheimer. That's saying something. Because I'm almost thinking that Barbie might win Best Picture at the Oscars. But going off of that, that's tough, man. Because they just were like, nah, 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 nah. You're good for the popcorn crowd, but that's it, motherfuckers. I liked the move. I laughed a little bit. It was cool. Yeah, what else? You know, okay. Here's what was astounding. I don't know what it was with the simulation, what's going on, but like no one thanked God. No one. And that's odd. And I was like, I make fun of it. I'm the guy that's like, oh my God, you're going to thank God for this acting award. It's like a bit much. You're crying up there. No one thanked God at this fucking award show, dude. That's crazy. That's crazy. Not to mention Hollywood, everyone loves being so political. Everyone loves it. Silence on Israel-Palestine. Silence on Hamas. Silence on the Gaza Strip. Radio silence. Not a fucking peep. Nothing about Trump. Nothing about Biden. Not a fucking political word. I don't know how to take that. Except to recognize that it's weird to abruptly not be doing that when those same people do that every year on the money, and they just didn't this year. You know, they use, like, I remember whenever Brad Pitt went up for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and he got his Golden Globe. Before the Oscar, 2 months before he got the Oscar, he got the Golden Globe, and he brought up this incident on the Senate floor, and he got a big laugh out of it because he was talking shit. He's like, yeah, I got 30 more seconds to do the speech than this Democrat got to give his, you know, side of this, and everyone's like, yeah. And like, they ain't fucking none of that at this one. I don't know. I'm just, what message was passed around from the Illuminati to all these people? Because they forgot to tell me, because I'm still spouting it off, and I will stop. And is this why I'm not in Fast and Furious 11? I'm pissed. I should be. You know. Watched a bunch of fucking TV shows. You ready for that shit? I'm not in any of those fucking shit-ass shit. Anyways, that was interesting. No Gaza, no God. One chick, she was like, thank you to my agents. And more importantly, thank you to the assistants. And everyone's like, yeah, those are the people that really do something. Thank the assistants. And everyone's like, yeah, she's right. She's right. It's like, yeah, I get it. And me shitting on this like I'm about to do makes me see him like I just like don't like peep the small guy. It's like, no, I don't like L.A. and those that fucking whole thing. Like, the assistants are pieces of shit too, and you just getting everyone to be like, that's right, we love them. It's like, fuck the whole agents thing in general. Fuck that whole cabal middleman between you and getting a job where you got to do all the work for yourself anyway. You do all the work for yourself anyways, okay? And I've had plenty, not all of them, but I've had plenty of assistants that were like annoying pieces of shit that tried telling me to redo auditions. And I was like, fuck you. I'm the one who set up this whole fucking tape, and I'm the actor. You're an assistant? You're going to try and, like, and so you can go back to the agent and be like, oh, you know, I told him to redo that, and then he redid it, and it's better. It's like, go to hell. Go to hell. Tag that onto my award speech. Thank you, everyone, for being a piece of shit, and if you're an assistant, go to hell. We need more heels in this game, okay? Shia LaBeouf's the only one out there, and I love him. Taraji P. Henson, she tried doing a fucking heel promo, but she mostly cried. She should have just been like, fuck this shit. I'm starting a podcast. You know, I do want to thank the Golden Globes for my award I received. And I think on most runnings of the Golden Globes this past weekend, it was cut for time. But I have a clip of, here's my acceptance speech for being a superior artist, which I received this weekend at the Golden Globes. And I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press once again for this award. And here's my acceptance speech for the best artist of all time at the Golden Globes 2024.
Night. And the Golden Globe goes to...
Jordan Lear!
I'm a great man. A great man. I am doing great things, not just for me, but for my culture and for the world. That is actually the position I'm in. That's real. I'm not being a dick about it. I didn't ask for it. I've worked, and that's the situation. Coretta Scott King. You know who that is? That's Martin Luther King's wife. Michelle Obama. Barack Obama's wife.
I'd like to take you inside now to a frequent segment we're doing with the fan questions. I've been getting a lot of fan questions lately. Fan comments, too. The Jordan Lear program is growing. The program is growing. We're an alliance, okay? We're growing together. We're consuming information. And we're in tune with one another. And we're watching each other. And we're subscribing to each other's OnlyFans. And we're jerking off to each other. The program is growing. Okay, fan questions or slash comments on my videos. This comes from Bob Powers. Bob Powers, thank you for writing in. He says, "You're just not funny." Right on. I thought there was more to that. You're just not funny. Well, that's just what you said. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback, Bob. A little bit more follow-up, you know, and you know, that kind of pisses me off. Motherfucking motherfucker! You're just gonna fucking tell me that I'm not fucking funny, and you're not even gonna tell me what funny is. And that pisses me off, Bob, because I know we're fucking friends, and you're holding back the comedy secret. You've been my friend for exactly 0 years. I've never met you, and you're not even gonna tell me what funny is. You're just gonna tell me that I'm not. You're going to hurt my feelings. That is not what we fucking do on the program here, motherfucker. That is not what we fucking do. If you're going to tell me I suck, you're going to tell me now not to suck, motherfucker. How do I not suck? New rule on the program. And I'm sorry, it's my fault. I'm going to take accountability and responsibility for my actions. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, motherfucker. New rule. If you tell someone they suck, you have to tell them something they can do to not suck. That's all. You're allowed to call people racist, but you have to tell them how not to be racist in the same breath. Same breath. See what I just did? I called you a motherfucker, and I gave you feedback on how you can improve. Robert Powers. Never met you in my fucking life. We're closer than that. Exactly 0 degrees close, you fucking... You're just not funny. Shut up. This is from Keith Pickett. Keith Pickett, thank you for writing into the program. He commented, "You might want to go lay down somewhere." That's interesting. I don't know if it's an insult. I don't know. He might be going with the joke. Because he did it on one of my jokes I had. and I had this long breath fucking rant joke or something. So thank you. Thank you for your concern, Keith. Actually, I'm just going to take that in a positive way. Thank you for... And I did. I've slept a lot since then. So thanks, buddy. Keep writing in. You too, Bob Powers. You funny motherfucker. You're not funny. You have a small dick. Me. You're emotionally unstable and cry in public. Me. This is from Coop Coop. Thank you, Coop Coop, for writing in. Coop Coop says, I know that was you at the Bud Light convention. False. I've never been to a Bud Light convention. I love it. I think that's either a gay joke or a political joke. I'm never in tune enough to like know what's going on with pop culture. I know, but I had some other posts where people were writing Bud Light like, oh, fucking Bud Light motherfucker. And I don't know if that's a pro thing or against them, because it's always like, I just know rednecks get real into this shit. And I love rednecks. I don't. Coop Coop must be. Hey, thanks for writing in, Coop Coop. That wasn't me, but whoever you saw and got my autograph from must be a big Young Sheldon fan. They're not sponsored by Bud Light. This is from Sophie Taylor. Thank you for writing in, Sophie Taylor. She commented, oh, on one of my things about drop by my agent. I had a video about where my agent from LA dropped me, and I was like, fuck you. And she was like, she said, you do want that, no lie. And that's personal. That cuts me deep. Because I didn't want to get dumped. And I kind of have to put up this front being like, fuck you, for my own self-esteem, because I don't feel like I deserved, and I still don't feel like I deserved, to be parted ways from those people that also had a New York office, and they could have referred me to, you know, they had a fucking, it was that, I just, Sophie, thank you for writing in, you know, thank you too, Bob, fucking Robert, riling me up, we gotta get you on the program, man. Hey, here's my rule. I call anybody a motherfucker, you're welcome to come back on. You're welcome to come on here. That's my rule. I have to grant you. All right. That's it for fan questions and comments. To wrap it up with the program, what happened this week? What's going on? My mantra is trying to watch less movies and try to maybe read a little bit more or some shit. But, you know, I love movies. I love it because you just jump in. It's like you live life and you don't even have to live it. Okay. First movie I've seen this year. Me and my lady, we went and saw The Iron Claw. Holy shit. This is a good movie, which is snubbed at the Golden Globes. Wow, that's wasn't nominated for anything. It's about wrestling. I don't know if that's why they fucking snubbed it. It's got Zac Efron leading the fucking show. He's jacked as shit. Oh, and it's the true story of the Von Erichs, this family of brothers, these wrestlers in the 80s and shit. Dude. Okay, spoiler alert for The Iron Claw. Okay. There's in real life, in the movie, there's five brothers and four of them die. Okay. In real life, there were six brothers and five of them died. Okay. This movie was so fucking heavy. They didn't have enough time for the even heavier shit. They had a whole nother brother that they died and had a storyline. They didn't even have time for that shit in this fucking movie. Dude, Iron Claw, go see that shit. Really good. You know, this is drama season where it's a lot of dramas are in theaters because it's award season. And a lot of them are really boring and disappointing, if we're being honest out there. And this one is not. It's a little too heart-wrenching, there might be some shit that you feel like you just can't fucking take, but you know. Yeah, the claw. Fucking, they just squeeze heads and shit. That's the family's big move. Oh, they had Ric Flair in this shit. Pretty good, man. The guy who played Ric Flair, wrestling's all pretty good. All 80s shit. Oh, man. I don't know what to say without giving too much away, but I don't know, man. I wanted, this was like 2 hours at least, and it was, you know, it didn't feel too long. A lot of these dramas feel too long. This didn't. I want to see like a 10-hour miniseries of this family so they can get the other brother in that died. Holy shit. You know, it's even crazier about, so like, one of the brothers originally, he died when they were really young, and then another died like abruptly, probably from drugs, like, and he had bled out, his intestine burst or some shit. Two of the other brothers in the movie killed themselves. In real life, a third brother also killed himself, okay? And the third brother that they didn't include, the youngest brother that they didn't include, I hope I'm getting this right, but the one they didn't, yeah, the youngest brother that they didn't include, or they kind, okay, I should say this. They kind of included him. They included two of the brothers into one story. But his true story was that he wasn't big enough to be a wrestler. And he was like the runt of the family. And he always tried, and he was sort of a wrestler, but he sucked. And anyways, he killed himself. And I'm just thinking, like, fuck, imagine killing yourself and you don't think you belong with your brothers. And then they don't even put you in the fucking movie? And they make a movie about all the heart-wrenching shit, but your heart-wrenching part wasn't good enough for this heart-wrenching. Holy shit, that's fucking crazy. That guy's got to be so mad at the producers. I don't know. And then, okay, so that's, I don't know, it's the first movie I saw in theaters, and great fucking movie. I'm going to be mad if it's not nominated for any Oscars. I'm going to be very, I don't know. I'm disappointed. I'm always disappointed anyways because they don't nominate a lot of the shit. But, like, this is, you know, this is all the crying and sadness you guys want at the award show. It's got Zac Efron with fucking Ric Flair and shit. Anyways, Von Erich's craziest fucking story. People are starting to understand that pro wrestling is crazy, but it's on a different level, man. That's a lot of depth. I felt it on The Curse too. He talks about his family being cursed, and I don't got any of that shit. But sometimes I could relate. All right, what else did I do on the old program? Movies I watched at home. My girlfriend, she hasn't seen like a lot of the Marvel movies, and she loves superhero movies. Like, she digs that. I threw a bunch of different dramas at her, and she likes all the good movies. But she, like, loves action movies the most. And she hasn't seen most of the MCU, and I fucking dig that. So I've been throwing her at the Fox, the off shit, too, everything. So watch X-Men Days of Future Past. That's a solid one. That's fun, man. I forgot, that was in 2014. That was a while ago. That was Fox's culmination of all their fucking past shit. I watched 2001 A Space Odyssey. Man, Kubrick. I've seen that before, and you ever just rewatch a movie and realize, like, you haven't seen it before? That is a trippy one about the fucking monolith. And that is my type of movie, man. That is. Then we watch Wonder Woman and Deadpool. And Wonder Woman is fine. It's an alright movie, but man, you feel like a little kid when you watch it. Not in a cool way. Like a little too bong bong dumb. Deadpool's great, man. That's a superhero masterpiece. Dude, I watched 2010, The Year We Make Contact, the fucking sequel to 2001. Not made by Stanley Kubrick. Great movie. Dude, in terms of the way, like, Blade Runner 2049 is a great sequel to the original BR, pulled it off. I watched Downsizing because Alexander Payne directed it, and I didn't realize that, and he's the guy that directed Giamatti's Holdovers, which I haven't seen yet, but, you know. Downsizing, where they make fucking Matt Damon small. It's interesting. That's not bad. I watched him in Elysium. Oh, I didn't even mean to do that. I didn't mean to go back-to-back Damon. He's a funny actor. I don't know what to say, really.
Spider-Man Homecoming. I watched Spider-Man Homecoming with the girl. Actually, we're halfway through it. That's a solid one. What do I say about Tommy Holland? I love Spider-Man movies. I don't know. I have nothing interesting to add to that. I just want to get through them so we can watch fucking Spider-Man No Way Home. I haven't rewatched that in about a year, and it's time. All right, wrap it up. I watch a bunch of shitty TV because I was getting ready for the Golden Globes. Dude, TV is so bad these days. It's just so nothing. I tried watching like one episode of The Diplomat, All the Light We Cannot See, Daisy Jones and the Six, Fellow Travelers. Dude, these shows suck. It's at the point, like, I'm a person who I'm trying to pitch shows and stuff, and I don't even know what to pitch because they want the shit that sucks, you know? And sometimes you come up with an idea and you're like, oh, maybe this sucks enough. And it's like, I don't think it does, man. I did watch Jury Duty, which was nominated, which is like mockumentary style with James Marsden. James Marsden like plays himself. He plays like, you know, the actor James Marsden called to Jury Duty. That was really funny. That's a good laugh. That takes me back to the old school, like Office, early first four seasons, you know. That's good mockumentary. Oh, and then I've been watching What If season 2. That's fine. I don't know. It's cool. I love it. Nothing's ever going to be X-Men, the 90s series, or Spider-Man, the 90s series. But I like cartoons. I give them the shot. You know, I like Invincible. I like this shit. We'll see. Documentaries. I watched Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Wow! Little mini-series, documentary series on Netflix. Dude. This brought me back to the 90s, just commercials, and it was all about this kid. They had, you know, back in the day whenever they did they gave away Pepsi points. You cut out little Pepsi points and shit and collect cans, and you return them for, like, Pepsi gear. You like Pepsi T-shirts. This was, like, late 90s. I think it was 96 this took place, I guess. And at the end, they advertised that if you got enough, you could get a Harrier jet. This fucking crazy-ass jet, you know, that was in all these 80s and 90s movies. And there was no disclaimer, I guess, on the end of the commercial that said the jet wasn't real. And some kid fucking figured out how to get all the points. And he's like, give me my fucking jet. And they were like, holy shit, it was a joke. And, dude, this documentary is amazing. Dude, if you like the 90s, or if you are, I don't know, if you hated the 90s, I don't know. If you just know anything about the 90s and what it looked and felt like and the way advertising was slammed in your throat, you know, watch this shit. It's hilarious. Man. He didn't get the jet. It's a lawsuit, though. He didn't get anything out of it. He should have. He really should have. If you watch this dude more than deserved some sort of big-ass payout. He got fucking screwed in the courts, man. And I watch Aftershock Everest. Good hiking sit. Dude, it's about people going on Everest, and there's an earthquake in, like, 2015. Imagine going there, like, against some crazy shit, and then some crazier shit happens while you're there, and you fucking die. I'd be so mad. Ugh. Imagine hiking Everest and, like, a natural disaster happens and you die. I'd have some qualms with the Lord. And that was it for the docs. Books, I read Oil. I'm still reading Oil. I love that fucking book. It's really getting into, like, class. Like, shit that's a little over my head. You know, communism and stuff like that. I don't even understand. Barely understand how jobs work. And then I watch stand-up, man. I've been watching more stand-up than I've sat down to watch in a while because them Golden Glibbity Globs gave out the award for best stand-up, which is a new category. And I was like, all right, I'll watch the bullshit you got. And it was painful, man. I watched Sarah Silverman. Ugh. I said last week I watched Amy Schumer, too. Ugh. It's like, it's not even, they're not telling jokes. Like, they're just like, it's like they're goofing around with their buddy and just laughing. It's so painful to watch. Trevor Noah, ugh, bad. It's not good. Which Wanda Sykes? Wanda Sykes wasn't bad. She's funny. It was cool. You know what? I got nothing bad to say. I watched Chris Rock. Chris Rock was at one time one of the greatest stand-ups on the planet. He really was. I did not find his stand-up funny. I was not offended by it being so lame, but I didn't like it. And I don't know if his heart's in it. I don't know if most people's in it. Even if your heart's in it, it's fucking hard. Stand-up is so hard. It's so hard. And I'm shit-talking, like, whatever, dude. I'm not going to lie. There's no lie. Chris Rock is better stand-up than me. Yeah, but that was so uninteresting. You know. The band Kiss is better than a lot of bands that play in garages overall. Like, if they really wanted to talk shit, you know. Kiss has put up a big legacy. But I'd rather go listen to, like, any band in a garage than Kiss right now, probably. Even the ones that suck. You know. Ricky Gervais. I watched his Armageddon. That was funny. That's comedy. Maybe I'm biased because I love offensive humor, but those guys are joking. Okay? They're fucking joking. Him and Dave Chappelle are fucking telling jokes. And they're actually, like, writing jokes out there. You know? They're so funny. And they gave him the award at the Golden Globes for the best special, which is probably rigged because, like, I don't know. He's hosted there twice. You know, the Hollywood Foreign Press does love him, you know. And then Ricky Gervais, he didn't even show up to collect it. He wasn't even there. I fucking love it. Ricky Gervais brought back the R word. He said retard, which it's making a comeback. I don't know. It's just, people are realizing, they're like, hey man, if you want to have 1,000 words for people with disabilities and everyone's realizing that none of them are retard, can we get back to calling dumb people retarded? You know, I'm talking about like asshole dumb. You know, we're back. You know what I mean? Posing it hypothetically, whatever anybody wants. I'm trying to play in the algorithm. I'm trying to do my best, y'all. I'm sure this got scanned for the R word. Retard. Hey, it's in music. It means fucking. And if someone's got to go down on the retarded shield, I got to be the first one to do it. I'll be the first retard to go. Okay. What should I say? It's fucking retarded. Okay? That's the way I like it. I like it that way. Alright, have I said enough to. About me. There's the program.
Dude, Leo is fucking happy motherfucker in it. Leonardo DiCaprio would barely have a goddamn career. You know who would have been fucking licking Kate Winslet's pussy and they would have allowed it under a PG-13 rating? Fucking Phoenix would have had.
Wow.
Take me to the goddamn river. Wow. Leo shit without motherfucker. And if Leo would have died, Tobey Maguire would have been the fucking guy, okay? Who was settled for thirds. Thank you.
Majors. I forgot. I was thinking. He told his girlfriend, he's like, I'm a great man. Doing great things. And we need to be at the point, you know, because I'm making sacrifices. You need to make sacrifices. We need to be at the point where your friends know what job I'm on. And they're like, oh, well, she's going to be checked out too. She's going to be busy. And I used to say, and every other relationship I've had or tried having was so the opposite.
like, I'm a great man doing great things. I would be like, hey, I'm a very poor man, and I made too many bad decisions, and it's too late to go back and try to be a doctor or a lawyer, so I'm kind of wrapped up in this entertainment game, and I just don't have a lot of time to hang out, so you should probably do your own thing. You know, you should probably hang out with your friends and, you know, do something, because I'm, like, so busy at this thing that is so impossible, and I don't think anything good's going to probably come out of it, so you should probably hit the road, Jack. That's what you should have said, Johnny.